The main problem is the fact that there's such a huge difference between the price of tobacco that we're trying to sell, the legal stuff, and the price that's being sold on the black market. Retailers are very suspicious of, I suppose, the motives of what's going on in government, that they keep putting up the price of tobacco, even though there's no extra increase in the excise. It purely just looks good. So it's not actually achieving anything for them except just driving consumers to the black market.
And your belief is that in the context of Brexit, a black market which is already perceived as being strong in the border counties could conceivably get even stronger?
Absolutely. I mean, the retailers in Donegal, 50% of them believe that that's what's going to happen. I mean, and in Donegal, that's the huge concern. Tobacco for us is purely a footfall driver. If somebody's coming in to buy a packet of cigarettes, the vast majority of the time they're going to buy the loaf of bread or the pint of milk, packet of sweets or whatever. And that's really what we want people to do. If they're buying off the black market, that customer is completely eliminated from our stores.
One of the things being sought by retailers against smuggling is more tax harmonisation north and south. Realistically, that was never going to happen, even within the context of the EU and a joint membership. It certainly isn't going to happen now after Brexit.
No, definitely not. But I mean, we have to raise these as options so that when the high-level meetings are held, that it's at least considered.
What do you want to see happen now?
For us, the first thing would be that in the upcoming budget, there isn't an increase in excise, so that there isn't a further incentive for people to go to the black market. We need more resources given to revenues, especially along the border areas, so that there can be a crackdown on these criminal gangs that are operating, selling cigarettes at huge profit levels. And I suppose, thirdly, support for the sale of illicit goods bill, which would make it illegal for people to buy these products.